Welcome to the Shitposter.club Anime Review Podcast. I am Dad, your host. With me is Cool Boy Mew.
Hey, hey.
And Full Metal.
Hey, hey, people. Full Metal here.
We've got nothing better to do, so we're going to talk about more of these Jap porn cartoons that I watched when I was younger.
Yeah, at what year are we now?
1996.
All right, so we're starting great with year. Why is it a great year?
No particular reason.
Yeah, I'm sure, Zoomer. But anyways, let's start with the Angel of Legend.
Oh, this one I did not watch around the time. I watched this one recently. So this is about a young man with the heart of an angel and the face of a demon. He wants to be nice to people, but there's always a wacky misunderstanding that makes people think he's a violent criminal. So, imagine if King from One Punch Man was a high school student.
Yeah.
People are just naturally terrified of him, and comedy ensues.
Oh my god, look at his head.
Yeah, this... he looks like a horrific criminal. Like, adults are afraid of him. Principal's afraid of him. Like, the gang members are afraid of him.
But I can see why. He looks like an alien rapist.
He just wants to make friends.
Oh, it's from the dude who did Clamor, really.
Oh, I didn't know that. So, the manga has, like, 10 volumes. Even this is just a 2-episode OVA. I need to read more of the manga. This is pretty entertaining stuff.
If it's translated. Because the stuff this old, you never know if it's translated or not.
Yeah. That website, what is it, Baca updates. We'll have more info, but I'll look at that on my own time.
All right.
So next is Apocalypse Zero. Also so known as...
More OVA?
Yeah, also known as Kakugo no Susume. This is another one I got into in recent years. This is about a dude with a robot suit who fights really, really gross monsters. Like, there's this obese, hairy blob monster with its saggy tits hanging out, and you just really want to see the hero punch it to death so you don't have to look at it anymore. And the villain is the hero's hermaphrodite brother who loves to get naked. It's just barf-inducing.
Why?
But it has some pretty good action.
There was this weird, like, meta to humor in the 90s where everyone thought gross-out humor was, like, the funniest shit ever. I don't know why.
Success of Ren and Stimpy, I guess.
Probably.
So, the manga for this is almost completely translated into English, but something is stalling whatever group is translating it, so it's stuck right before the final battle.
Oh, that sucks. When groups do that, they just disappear right before it's over.
Yeah, probably some internal bullshit drama. But this OVA is okay. It just covers a small portion of the beginning of the story. Next is Case Closed, also known as Detective Conan.
By the way, status releasing.
Still ongoing?
Yes, airing episode 1044. It is older than One Piece, I believe.
Yeah, I think One Piece was like 97 or 98 when it started.
Yes, something like that.
And I've still never seen that. So, Case Closed. This is about a brilliant young kid who people call it a modern Sherlock Holmes. And he solves cases, usually murders. It's entertaining stuff, but there's this annoying framework where the main character has been like magically turned into a 7-year-old kid. Like, I don't get the point of his. Just like him being a genius teenager would have been enough, but this is a gigantically popular series. If you look on Anilist, it has like 50 side stories and spin-offs.
And this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I watched a few episodes a long time ago, but I never really understood the appeal of it.
I don't understand
why it's so popular.
I saw a movie of it. According to Weeble, it might be one of the early good movies. And it was fine. Those shows, these whodunit shows, with like twist and turn, like that Kindaichi,
yeah,
Kindaichi Return R or something. They're pretty great, but like not for a 1,000 fucking episodes. Like I can understand why One Piece has been going on for 1,000 episodes, but this, like, that's a doubt.
Yeah, how many murders does Japan have?
And by the way, I believe that Weeble has seen a lot of it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure how much.
There's that one movie that was a crossover with Lupin the Third. I have not seen it.
That's a crossover that makes sense.
I have not seen a whole ton of this. It gets really repetitive, and I don't think the main character's ever aged out of being a little kid. So this is another one of those never-ending franchises.
Yeah, Weeble has told me that there's a certain point to the show where you can just stop watching it. It just becomes not as good or something, but I don't remember like the details.
And that's episode 2.
No, I don't think so. Maybe so like in the 200 something.
What is this, like the Japanese version of The Simpsons or something? Like, it's just one of those shows that goes on for like 30 fucking years.
No, the Simpsons might be a Crayon Shin-chan or something.
Yeah, that's a better comparison. But yeah, Case Closed is decent. It's just so repetitive. It goes on for so freaking long.
Yeah, watch 1,000 episodes of it.
Well, to be fair, I don't think they assume that you're going to watch every single episode in sequence. I think they kind of just assume you'll see it when it's on TV or something.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's probably the case of people grew up with it and they just keep watching more episodes whenever they come out, or they don't, because it doesn't really matter since it's so episodic.
Yeah, you can just probably grab random episode and be fine.
Yeah, I imagine that's what it's probably for. But anyway.
Next is Dragon Ball GT.
I was surprised to see that it was actually this old, because I swear we didn't get this shit like in North America until like the 2010s something.
It was like I think it was a little before that. It was like at least 2004, 2005 or something. It was the aughts, I believe.
Well, at least in Canada, I think it came a little bit later, as it usually does, but yeah.
Yeah, this came out soon after the manga ended.
I remember, like, video games were coming out with, like, Dragon Ball GT content, like, before GT was even, like, airing on television here. So people were super confused when they were seeing, like, Super Saiyan 4 Goku. They're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I played GT Final Bout on PlayStation 1 when I was a teenager, and
that shit came on the PS1. That's how fucking old it was.
Yeah. So this is the completely unnecessary sequel to Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. Like I mentioned in the Dragon Ball episode, me and my brother have been watching a bit of it here and there. It's not very good, but it is funny. We've been having a laugh at it because it's just bad.
Yeah, it's like the black sheep of the series. There's some people that defend it, but like most people just avoid the hell out of it.
I think the only people that like it are just like Super Saiyan 4. I think that's really it.
Yeah, it's a different style than all the others, which just have like fountains of yellow hair popping out of the character's head. Like Super Saiyan 4 is a totally different design.
Yeah, maybe they were Trunks fanboy. Trunks is there, isn't he?
Yeah, but this version sucks.
Yeah, Trunks was cool in the original series, in the Android saga. Fucking lame-o.
Yeah, this is the main timeline Trunks, who's grown up into a teenager, but he doesn't do anything interesting, and Pan is annoying the whole time, and it turns Goku into a little kid again, because it's trying to be early Dragon Ball and it just can't match up.
Yeah, I remember that. Look, I haven't even seen all of Zed yet, because
Zed is the fucking leaf.
Do you see Dragon Ball Zed? There's a special place in hell for people who say Zed.
Zed is the,
it's called Canada.
No.
Yeah, all Canadians go to hell. Actually, they're already there. It's just Canada.
It's the French pronunciation of Z.
I know.
I don't care.
But
French
anyway,
is terrible.
I watched a few episodes of this, but even I was like weirded out. And why the fuck is Goku a kid or something? It was dumb.
Yeah, it's stupid.
GT had potential, but it's just not good. But I'll say a couple nice things about it. The music is still good. Like the first opening, Don Don Kokoro, whatever, is a catchy J-pop song.
Yeah, it's pretty catchy. I can't hate it.
And the ending has some real pathos. I'm just going to spoil it. Like, after defeating the new big bad guy, like Goku just wanders off with Shenron into another dimension, like literally. But so there's some real pathos to it, unlike Z's ending of just like, oh, there will be future adventures, but I'm sick of writing them, so I'm ending it here.
So yeah, and then super retconned all of it, so.
Yeah, so if you watch any GT at all, just, and the beginning's a real slog too. This is not a good series. Just watch the final episode, it's pretty decent.
All right,
next, Dragon Ball, The Path to Power. So this is a movie retelling of early Dragon Ball. Yet another retelling. But this one has a really shiny look to the animation and a bit of mid-90s CG. So this might be a decent intro to Dragon Ball for some people. It keeps the toilet humor and, like, Bulma's sluttiness intact.
Hmm.
It's just not really necessary. Alright, next, Gundam 8th MS Team.
I've been recommended this several times, telling me this is one of, like, the best Gundam or some shit.
Yeah, it's different from the others. This focuses on these troops on the ground level. I saw this on Cartoon Network in, like, 2002. So, this is one of the better Gundams. It doesn't match Wing or G. So just watch G Gundam. So fucking crazy.
Is the animation for this at least good? Because the art looks pretty good.
Yeah, they poured more money into this because the characters all have unique designs and the animation is good.
Yeah, I really like the design of this.
Yeah, I like the way it looks. Is it actually worth watching, though?
I've heard it's the best, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's one of the better Gundam series, but I'm not an expert on the whole franchise. So, possible shit poster movie night material, since it's only 12 episodes.
For sure, let's do this.
Alright, next is Panzer Dragoon.
The Saturn game?
I've never played any of the Panzer Dragoon games, I'm sorry. So I don't know how to compare this. So this is just another forgettable mid-90s OVA. It's only 27 minutes. And it's plagued with really shitty CG animation. But it also has a girl named Alita, but she's no relation to the more famous Alita. But just skip this. Just watch Nausicaa instead if you want flying creatures in your anime.
I'm trying to check if it has anything. Yeah, the film stays largely to the plot of the original Sega Saturn game, though adds a female love interest. So apparently, yes.
Yeah, I've not played the games. I think I have the ISOs of them somewhere.
It's a 30 minutes movie, single episode.
Yeah, so I've watched this, but you don't have to. It's not worth it. There's better one-shots out there.
You probably play the game instead. I've heard the game's actually pretty decent. It's actually kind of affordable, too, for Saturn, oddly enough. Last I checked, at least.
It's affordable if you just get the freaking ROMs, man.
Did you want to see how it blew up? Do you want to see how it blew up?
You mean blew up in price?
Yes.
Yeah, I know a lot of Saturn games just skyrocket in price.
No, it's actually not. It's wait. GP, there you go. Sega Saturn, $50.
Oh. Yeah, I was expecting 500 or something.
Oh, no, that's still a little bullshit, frankly.
Yeah, I know, but
any old JRPG is gonna cost like $200 plus.
Yeah, I mean, you see the price of like Earthbound and shit. Like a legit copy of Earthbound is like a few hundred bucks. It's ridiculous.
Like lose it's 50 something. Complete it's 80 something. Lose it used to be like something like $30 like 5 years ago or something. As far as I'm aware, it was always one of the more affordable Saturn game. But there's a remake out. I'm not sure if it's good.
Yeah, Panzer Dragoon Orta, but I haven't played that either.
The remake and new remake.
Oh, I did not know this.
But anyways.
Yeah, next, Rurouni Kenshin.
I actually watch a lot of that until the end of the Chichiosama arc.
I didn't watch any of it, but I've heard of the show.
It was like crappy VHS rips that were converted to real media, and they were only like 40 to 80 MB the episode. The quality was absolute shit.
What's a VHS?
Don't fuck with me.
I couldn't resist.
So this is about a samurai in the 1800s. Well, he's more of a ronin. He used to be the most badass assassin in the whole freaking world, but he turned away from his murderous ways, and now he wanders Japan beating up bad guys but not killing them.
Yeah, and he has some sort of sword that is
reverse non-lethal. Blade. Yeah, the front edge is blunt and the back is edged if he really needs it.
Yeah, and
that's kind of stupid, but okay.
This is anime as fuck. This has a lot of the usual anime tropes and cliches. There's different.
I know this show got parodied a lot.
Yeah, like new characters. Yeah, new characters pop up and they all have crazy supernatural martial arts skills and secret techniques and shit. But this is, it's kind of generic, but it's really high quality generic stuff, you could say. It's entertaining.
Well, it's your quintessential Bao Shonen, really. And it's an old one, but a good one. Also, a lot of the ending songs are really good. The one by the Yellow Monkey, TM Revolution, and L'Arc-en-Ciel. All of these three are really fucking good.
Yeah, I remember the intro song that has like 2 seconds of metal, but before it turns into generic J-pop.
Yeah, that opening is really great too.
I guess it's symbolic of Kenshin's life, where he was an assassin for a while, and now he's a nice guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's decent. Like, there's tons and tons of material here, and the manga goes on for after the anime ends, and there are several movies, prequels, and spin-offs.
I really want to watch more of it.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I shall probably finish it one day or something. Just start back from the end of the Chiyo-sama saga and just continue from there.
Yeah, Shishio is a pretty good villain. The guy who's wrapped in bandages.
Yeah.
Because he suffered severe burns over his body, so he doesn't have sweat glands. Which means he'll overheat his body if he fights for too long, but like during those couple minutes he can fight, he's just about unbeatable.
Yeah, that weakness was cool as shit.
So is this like actually legit good, or is it just a lot of people like it for nostalgic reasons?
God, it's been so fucking long. I can't fucking answer. Dude, I was like in high school when some friend gave me some fucking CDR to watch on my fucking, what was it, Windows Millennium Edition or something? What was it before XP? I don't remember. And I watched just some fucking Real Player. This is
fucking Real Player.
Jesus.
They're giving me
PTSD flashbacks, man.
They were real media files. So this was fucking years ago. Is it still good? I don't fucking know.
I think BLC Media Player can still run Real media files. Because I still have a couple from the old internet on my hard drive.
God, I lost the file like years ago. But man, this is probably some of the first like non-TV anime that I watched like seriously.
Yeah,
it's weird that a file format may be considered like an ancient artifact.
God, it is. It is.
New ones are just better, more efficient.
Before VLC came out and became like popular, you had to suffer through Real Player, and every time you will fucking play something from an unusual file format, it will look online for plugin and never fucking find anything. That's how it was back then.
Yeah, there was a time in the late 90s when there was a site run by a guy called Da Black Goku, and his avatar was just a blackwashed Goku with a huge afro.
And that's amazing.
That's where I saw a Dragon Ball GT. He had real media player files of that shit.
When he transforms, nice. Does he go super nigga?
Giga nigga.
Giga nigga.
So, Rurouni Kenshin, it's fun. You know, the author was arrested for child porn a couple years ago.
Yeah, but... I didn't want to mention
that. Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Because I'm sick of hearing about it. Fuck that dude, but I just don't care. I'll watch it anyways.
Yeah, I'm not paying for it anyway.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, most of the media you watch is probably produced by pedophiles now, so I wouldn't worry about it too much.
I can't deny it.
Here's the thing that's ironic. A lot of, like, of lolly artists, they're not the one getting arrested.
Yeah, it's weird how that is. It's almost like they're not actually pedophiles.
But anyways, let's move on.
All right, next is Saber Marionette J.
I've heard about this for like fucking forever. Is it even good?
It's not as good as Kenshin. So this is a standard harem bullshit with wacky hijinks and occasional fighting. And, around 99, I had an internet friend who sent me CDs full of episodes of this show. I think I still have those discs somewhere.
Jesus.
So this is about generic future, there's robots and spaceships and shit, and our protagonist is standard teenage dumbass who gets a harem full of robot girls who all have different bodies to appeal to different fetishes. And it's full of anime cliches, but there's not much point to it.
I feel like I've seen an episode of this somewhere. Did this ever air on, like, Toonami or some shit?
But if it ever did, it was after I stopped watching TV. So, like, after 2005.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks vaguely familiar.
Yeah, and as
but a... The art, it doesn't look good, though. It looks kind of gross.
Art's not really good. It looks better in motion, but... Yeah, the characters all look like Down Syndrome animu shit.
Yeah.
If you ever... A browsed anime website like 20 years ago or something. Like these kind of series were like plastered like all over. So maybe that's what you're remembering.
20 years ago, I was a child.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe 15 or something.
Maybe.
Yeah, there's.
I didn't really get into anime until I was a teenager.
Yeah, there's not much point to this. It's pretty generic. Like, Tenchi Muyo does the same thing better. Alright, next. Sailor Moon. Sailor Stars.
The final season. The one we didn't get because the anime did something fucking weird where the Sailor Stars themselves are supposedly men that transform into women, but from the manga, they're supposed to actually be women cross-dressing as men.
Yeah, there's some fucked up gender shit going on. But aside from that, as the finale for the series, like, there's some big climactic battles going on here.
Oh yeah, one of the new Sailor Stars has an attack that's called Star Gentle Uterus. No, don't what? Ask.
No, I will ask. What the fuck? What did you just say?
Star Gentle Uterus.
No. No.
So, maybe yeah, no. Author, stop maybe it. The author played Earthbound, maybe.
So yeah,
I think they were smoking crack.
Just typical Japanese weirdness.
So Usagi ends up finding some sort of weird galactic baby, and she has to just keep care of it. Meanwhile, the the Sailor Stars, which, if I recall, it's Star Fighter, Star Healer, and Star something else. Let me click on the... Yeah, it's not fucking telling me, but anyways. Meanwhile, these Sailor Stars are... these guys will or transform as men, male idol, to be able to to be popular on TV, so that their queen can find them. And then there's the new villain of the season, the ultimate villain, Sailor Galaxia, which is sending all sort of intergalactic sailor scouts to bow, well, the Sailor Senshi. And yeah, man, and... You get some really fucking weird Sailor Scouts. So you have Sailor Iron Mouse, Sailor Lead Crow, and Sailor Aluminium Siren.
Yeah, for a long time there was a hentai site called Iron Mouse, named after that character.
Oh, that might explain the VTuber then. There's a famous one called Iron Mouse.
Yeah, there's a ton of new characters in this final season. Also, yeah, Sailor Moon fights the final boss completely naked.
Go on.
Yeah, but isn't like that, yeah, that kind of naked where like her body's the galaxy or some fucking shit like this?
Yeah, it's like an extended version of their transformation scenes. So it's more artistic nudity than flat out porn.
Yeah, but sometimes in this series, or earlier than that, or maybe in Sailor Star, I don't fucking remember when, you get Sailor Uranus that actually undo her transformation while she's walking, and you see her entire ass. No, you actually see her ass, like no galaxy fucking bullshit. That's was weird, but whatever.
However, you do not see her anus.
No.
It's not that kind of anime.
Did you say she has a galaxy-sized ass?
I did not say that.
But you should have.
Anyways, Sailor Star, it's pretty great. I don't know, personally, if I had to rate them, it will be S at the top, and then maybe the original... And then Stars, and then R, and then Supers. Super S.
Yeah, that's about right. Jupiter doesn't do much in this season, but she's still best girl.
Yeah, what was disappointing is that the girls actually enter high school, and a lot of them are separated because they're in different schools. I remember that Mars was in a different school in the original, but yeah, that's somewhat disappointing, I don't know.
Yeah, I think they're aged up to 16 in this season.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel slightly less worse about lusting after them.
Oh, also, you know the plot about the baby. The series at some point start having some sort of introduction explaining the baby stuff for like a minute. Every episode is the same thing. Pripara actually in the final season of the original Pripara, it does the exact same thing. Because there's also some sort of strange baby appearing, and it does like the exact same intro stuff. I haven't compared them, but I will not be surprised if the words were almost matching.
You ever see 2001, A Space Odyssey?
No, unfortunately not.
Speaking of fucking strange space babies. This is a good ending to the series. A lot of fucking weird stuff happens in this, but it's a good finale.
I remember it being still pretty good.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Next on the list, Tales of Bystonwell, Garzy's Wing.
Not this. This
is an infamously bad movie, OVA from the creator of Gundam.
This is absolute shit. Like I used to have another movie night. We watched this for shits and giggles, also dubbed, and it was
fucking sucks.
It's fucking terrible. It's not even funny. It's barely passable for shit posting.
So as we mentioned, I've
never heard of this.
As we mentioned before, the creator of Gundam, he hates Gundam. He only does it to make money so he can do stuff in his like isekai fantasy mecha world. And so this one's about
but it sucks though, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's so fucking bad. This is how you do not do isekai. It's so ineptly done. It's like the character. So he's a modern Japanese guy who's transported to a fantasy world, but he keeps switching back and forth between them in a way that's never explained.
No, he doesn't switch. He's like both there at the same time.
Yeah, it's like he's walking into a dream.
Two people?
No, it's more like he's walking into a dream or like multiple parallel dimensions. It's weird and badly explained and it's just fucking shit. Animation's not that good either.
It's absolute garbage. What the fuck did I rate it? Oh yeah, I rated it 1.
Out of 10?
Out of 5, because yeah, 10 is too much. But
I think
but,
a 1, yeah. No matter what rating system, is usually bad.
Yeah, yeah. It's.
What if it's 1 out of 1?
No.
Well, that's not a rating system then. That just means you acknowledge that you watched it.
yeah, you acknowledge the existence. But anyway, this is absolute shit. Don't watch it. It's not even funny. There's probably plenty more that you could watch that are funny. This isn't.
Yeah, there's other stuff that Yoshiyuki Tomino did in his Bistonwell series. Just watch one of those instead. They're less worse. Next, Tenchi Muyo in Love.
So this is just the second season.
This is a movie. So
see.
I'll just read it. It's the demonic space criminal Kane has escaped from prison and destroyed the Galaxy Police headquarters. To ensure that the Jirai will not stop him, Kane travels back to 1970 to eliminate Tenchi's mother before he is even born. Now Tenchi and the gang must travel to the past to stop him before he ceases to exist. So it's a ripoff of Terminator, but at least the villain looks cool. He's like this floating black orb with a head and hands coming out of it. So there's over 9,000 different Tenchi Muyo spin-offs and alternate universes and shit.
Yeah, and they're still coming out.
Yeah, like, this one's okay. It's got good animation. It's just the story's generic and completely predictable. Just, I'd watch the main series or the OVA instead. So next is X 1999.
Oh, this is Clamp.
Yep, more Clamp stuff. This one's infamous because the manga's been on hiatus since like 2002 or some shit.
This sucks.
So this is about like after the apocalypse, a bunch of really lanky teenagers get generic anime superpowers and they fight each other for bullshit reasons. So it's shallow, but it's stylish. It looks good. But it commits the anime movie sin of being completely incomprehensible if you haven't read the source material.
That sucks. So you need to have read the manga or else it's nonsense?
Yeah, like there's different factions of characters with different goals, but none of that's explained in this movie. So if you haven't read the manga, it's just complete gibberish.
This is going to sound like a stupid question, but was manga really popular in the 90s in Japan?
Imagine it, yes, because manga has been there since the 60s or something.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know. I know it's been around for a long time, but like, so have comic books, but they weren't like
super, super popular until later. Like, they started in the 50s or 60s or something.
Yeah, manga's always been something people read, whether, like, kids getting Shonen Jump or adult salarymen reading Seinen while on the train. Just manga's popular with every demographic, and there's multiple magazines that cover all sorts of shit you could want. So, yeah, I'd say manga's always been popular there.
All right, fair enough.
Also, Moon said when he went to Japan in, like, 93, there was JoJo stuff everywhere. But it was showing the final fight between Jotaro and Dio in the manga.
Nice.
So those people were just hyped about that happening. It's kind of like when Goku fought Jiren and everyone in Mexico went apeshit over it.
Well, to be fair, they're usually going apeshit, but this time for a good reason.
Yeah.
Just let me look something, but as far as I'm aware, Japan, as always, yeah, Weekly Shonen Jump started in, like, 68.
True, but, like, what I really mean is, like, you know, comic books have been around forever, but, like, it was still kind of looked down upon by most people as, like, a nerdy sort of hobby that most people didn't get into. It isn't until fairly recently where it was kind of considered normal.
Yeah, I can tell you how popular were shit in Japan, but I have to say that this kind of magazine kind of shit probably really helped in Japan popularizing a lot of stuff that probably would have been bought like standalone.
No? Yeah, I wish America had more comic magazines where you buy a big 200 or 300 page magazine with multiple different comics in it. I like that format.
I'm kind of surprised they don't do that, considering like all of these comic companies own or at least publish many different character stories.
Interestingly, I've actually seen one from the 70s and some fucking what do you call a house that you call just for vacation?
Just a vacation home.
Yeah, chalet or something. That's the French word, but whatever. We rented one at some point, and there was like some sort of comic magazine from the 70s, but it was like in French or something.
Oh.
Well, now we just call it an Airbnb, but I know what you mean.
An Airbnb, yeah.
Yeah, I could see Marvel or DC putting out comic magazines with like multiple 22-page comics in them. It's where they could shuffle off their shitty woke comics that everybody hates. Just publish it somewhere alongside the Captain America or whatever people actually want to read.
That won't sell nowadays, but this will have been like the ideal stuff to popularize like a lot of stuff. Like you can have your superhero stuff, but you can have like your non-superhero stuff also. So you know, you get a bunch of variety and...
Yeah, it's a cool format. I just wish people besides Japan would do it.
Yeah, that would have been a good idea, but I feel like the time has passed for it to be popular. It cannot be popular anymore. They just missed that opportunity.
Yeah, in the mid-90s, there was an attempt to do this in English with a mixed zine. It had Parasite, Sailor Moon, Magic Knight Ray Earth, speaking of Clamp stuff. But it lasted like 5 issues.
Yeah, but that's like the anime stuff, which was still like niche, etc.
Yeah.
But like Marvel and Coke could have actually done this and maybe make it a success. But yeah, they have missed their boat. But anyways.
Yeah, so X-1999, it's just flashy anime nonsense. Read the manga instead, even though that's unfinished and will never be finished. Also, this has a fantastically bad English dub. Now, by 96, English dubs were getting less bad, but This one's a throwback to the times when, like, anime was a niche hobby. So if you got an English dub, it was, like, by the translator and the translator's sister who played all the characters. And they have no acting experience, and it sounds like it was recorded in a bathroom.
Oh, God, that reminds me of, like, YouTube fan dubs from, like, 2007.
Yeah, except the official products were that bad.
Yeah, I know what you mean, though.
So, it's a noteworthy part of shitty dub history. So let's continue. So, that's the end of shit I watched in 96, or shit I watched from 96. And 97, Battle Athletes. So, it is the year 4999. Mankind has long abandoned war in favor of intergalactic competition through athletic events, one of which is an all-female contest for the coveted Cosmo Beauty title. Akari Kanzaki has just entered the university satellite in hopes of becoming the latest cosmic beauty, a title held by her mother long ago. On her first few days in the university, she meets new friends, encounters fierce rivals, and struggles to become the best of all the battle athletes. So this is like
Space Olympics.
Yeah, this is a sports anime, but in the future, and sometimes aliens show up.
The poster doesn't inspire confidence. However, the one for the TV series looks a bit better. And very interestingly, there is a sequel to the TV series and the OVA that aired in 2021.
Yeah, Battle Athletes Victory Restart. I've not heard of this.
Wow.
Me neither.
That's actually interesting.
Don't know why they'd bring back a 25-year-old anime that almost no one remembers. So
is this like a direct sequel?
Yeah, it just says sequel.
That's weird. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, me neither. I must have just fucking skipped
25 years. I thought it was weird that they brought back Tiger and Bunny for another season. It's weird that they just brought this back like 25 years later. That's fucking interesting.
So this isn't very good. At the time I watched it for the fan service, but there's no substance to this. Just watch Gunbuster instead.
All right.
I do like Gunbuster.
Gunbuster's fucking rad. All right. Next, Berserk.
Does this need any introduction?
Never heard of it.
Berserk does not look right in color to me, but I'm just so used to reading and rereading the manga.
I don't know. I started for the first time with this anime, and it's an anime that I've watched at least like four times.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Like it has limitations. It's missing stuff from the manga, but I think the people who made this understand what makes Berserk, and they did the best they could, and they succeeded for the most part.
It feels like they gave a shit.
I hear from Berserk fans that this is the only like Berserk anime that's worth watching. Everything else kind of sucked or was just mediocre.
Well, the movies were okay, but I think that's the problem.
But that's the most I've heard is that the movies were just okay, which doesn't inspire confidence.
Yeah, they were not better than this. And then there's the 3D CG battles that runs at like fucking 15 FPS.
Yeah, the CG in the 2012-2013 movies look like shit. Not quite as bad as the 2016 anime, but still pretty ugly.
How do you make it worse?
They found a way. So, this is a good introduction to Berserk. If someone's watched this, I would say they understand what makes Berserk good. They're not watching a shitty, butchered version of it. This is respectable.
This is the anime you give to people to make them read the manga because of the ending.
Yeah, it ends really suddenly.
Yeah, the problem is that there was supposed to be another episode, but they completely ran out of budget, so it ends directly at the end of the eclipse, and that's it. It ended, so it makes people go like, "Oh, okay, what the fuck? I want to see more. Is there more? Do not suggest them the fucking 2016 anime. Suggest them the manga."
Yeah, this also got a pretty good English dub. I think it was made in 2002.
I've actually, bizarrely enough, never seen this in Japanese.
Yeah, the English dub is pretty good.
It's pretty decent.
I just know they got the guy who voices Eggman to do one of the characters, and I love that.
Oh, which Eggman? Like the serious one from the Sonic Adventure ones, or the goofy one who shouts "Pingas"?
I'm not sure which one. The goofy one, I guess.
I'd have to look it up. So, like I said, this is missing some cool stuff from the Golden Age manga. And even if you've seen this anime, don't just continue from where it leaves off. Read the manga from the start. It's fucking cool.
Yeah, especially because the manga starts, it doesn't start at the Golden Age. And then there's a few things at the Golden Age that are really cool and don't want to miss. Like the full rescue of Griffith. Yeah, that part was cool, and I was really fucking mad that they didn't even do it in the movies either. So I was like, what was the fucking point?
Yeah, there's some cool battles from the manga that you're missing out. Plus, this version, like, the animation is pretty good, but there's a lot of points where it just focuses on a still image and plays audio over it. You can tell they're trying to save money.
Actually, I really like that because it's actually an old cinematography trick. I mean, anime from the 70s, like Nobody's Boy Remy, and also movies from the 70s also did this. So maybe
It's better than the like flashing lines background you see in low quality animation.
Yeah,
so at least it has like one picture that looks good and it'll hold on.
Yeah,
hold on it for 30 seconds.
Maybe they did this to save money, but I mean, this is actually an old trick that they used to do to like close the scene and move on to the other. So
this
version kind of appreciate it.
Yeah, it doesn't look terrible. It's just a money-saving gimmick, I think.
It's kind of moody. It was just kind of fit with Berserk.
Yeah. So I can recommend this version of Berserk. Not as good as the manga, but nothing is.
I haven't seen this Berserk anime, but or really any Berserk stuff. But I've seen the bloopers for this anime.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, the English version, they put a bloopers and miscellaneous bullshit on the DVD of the actors screwing around.
Yeah, the bloopers were extremely popular. Oh, also, I have the DVD set from a company. I think, is it from Sentai or something? But it's from Anime Art or something. And the DVD set they made, good lord, they actually have like full print on the DVD, and they look fucking amazing.
Hmm. Yeah, watch this. It's good for people who are familiar with Berserk or not. Like, this is just an overall really good anime. All right, next, Dragon Ball GT, A Hero's Legacy.
Ugh, more Dragon.
Yeah, more GT. This is a TV special. It's 44 minutes. So after GT is over, like an elderly Pan has a grandchild named Goku Jr., who's yet another kid Goku version, and he fights a kid Vegeta, and it's fucking stupid. Just skip this shit.
I love how Toriyama designed Goku, and he's like, yep, this is the pinnacle of my art. It'll never get better than this. And reuses that design like 30 times.
Yeah, we have Bardock and Goku Black and just so many carbon copies of Goku, but he's probably as popular as Mickey Mouse.
Turles?
Yeah, from the Tree of Might movie. It's just Goku Goten with a tan. Goten is just
mini Goku.
Yeah.
Yeah. He really thought he nailed it with that design.
Hell, sometimes Gohan and Yamcha look kind of like Goku. So, this special sucks. Skip it unless you're an absolute completionist for the Dragon Ball franchise like I am.
Is it supposed like to close the series or something?
Yeah, but that GT already got a pretty good ending, so there's no point to this.
All right,
next is Eat Man.
What does he eat?
He eats anything, and any mechanical object he eats, he can retrieve from his body later on. So he's always pulling giant guns and vehicles and shit out of his stomach.
That's weird.
Yeah, I think the author of this probably saw Battle Angel Alita and wanted to do something similar, because there's a lot of cyborgs and the setting is a lot like the scrapyard from Alita, but it's not as good. There's really no plot to it. It's just about a kind of cool-looking dude wandering around and fighting other people. But I think Trigun does the same thing a lot better, so watch that instead.
I do like Trigun.
Yeah. We'll get to that next year. So, next, Flame of Recca.
I knew I recognized the style. For God knows what reason, this got a GBA game. And the streamer MacAl45 streamed it.
Yeah? Was it a fighting game or what?
Yes, it's some sort of fighting game.
So this is very similar to Yu Yu Hakusho.
It's number one, the recommendation.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
It's also about a big tournament where you have a cast of characters led by an overpowered, cocky teenager, but all the minor characters all have unique abilities, and they're useful during the tournament at different points. So the main character has this gimmick where he's possessed by, I think, 8 different dragons. And he has to unlock their abilities as the series goes on by, like, going into his own mind and dueling the dragons. The animated version, it cuts the story short, but instead of ending on a cliffhanger or something, some fucking moron decided to end it by having the villains die in a car crash.
This is terrible.
That's kind of funny.
This is a typical punching man's shonen anime where characters have superpowers, and one of the villains even has regeneration powers, but no, he just dies in a car crash.
This is terrible. Dies in a car crash.
That's actually really funny.
Yeah, of course the manga goes on for like another 50 chapters and has a good conclusion to it. But yeah, if you like Yu Yu Hakusho, this is similar, but it's good. It's just really derivative. So next is Hyper Police. So shit, this is fucking furry shit.
I was just about to say, what is this fur fag shit you got me looking at, dude?
Yeah, I haven't seen all of it. It's just about wacky future police. And most of them are genetically engineered animal people. It's not as good as Dominion Tank Police. You should watch that instead. So next, Mobile Suit Gundam Wing. Endless Waltz. So this is a sequel to a Gundam Wing. I do not remember the plot at all, but it has some really cool animation. Like the characters are doing meaningless shit, and you're just waiting for a robot to appear on screen because they look really freaking cool. You could say they waltz around. But yeah, this is not essential Gundam watching unless you a Fujo shit who really likes schlicking off to the Bishonen boys from Gundam Wing. You can skip it. Well, let's go to the jungle. What the hell is this? Oh, it's Jungle Day Iku.
I've seen clips of that. This is fucking weird.
Yeah. This is a softcore porn. Yeah, it's a softcore porn.
Like basically, the main character like start dancing or something. She does like an African dance and she transform into some sort of like African shaman girl or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, it's just general raunch going around. There's not much point to it. I think Golden Boy has better animation and it's funnier, but this one has bigger tits, so it has that going for it.
This just seems like a Japanese guy went on vacation to Africa one time and came back with an erection.
Yeah, there's so many other ways to get your hentai fix. You don't need this in the current year, but it was a novelty at the time. All right, next, Neon Genesis Evangelion, Death and Rebirth. This is unnecessary. This is a recap of big chunks of the animated series. I think this was made as, like, get people caught up so they could watch the end of Evangelion, which actually is new material.
Didn't the movie come out, like, 2 years after the end of the show?
Yeah, the show was 95, I think.
Yeah. So they kind of, this actually makes sense to do a recap because most people probably forgot a lot of the details.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's no point in watching this if you've ever seen the TV series. Skip it. Go to the end of Evangelion.
Yeah. The recap released 6 months before end of Evangelion.
So a lot of people hated the ending to the TV series.
Well, no kidding.
Fucking ran out of money.
That's the best part. They ran out of money, so they just have this weird, like, fucking, like, student art animation that's playing, and then everyone just gives Shinji a fucking clap on the back and says, "Congratulations, faggot." And it's like, this is fucking great. This is so stupid. I love it.
Yeah, there are a lot of scenes with either recycled animation or just a blank black screen with text on it. So,
oh my god!
So this movie is, since the series was a big success, they got the money to make a proper ending with this movie. Sorry, Mew, you were gonna say something?
No, I was gonna say the last two episodes were the Xenogears Disc 2 of Evangelion.
Yeah. Yet another comparison. You know what?
Basically, yeah. I can't argue.
So, this movie's fucking weird, but at least it's entirely animated. You get to see cartoons moving on screen while you watch this anime. What a novel concept.
Yeah.
An anime with animation? That's strange.
The ending, which I won't spoil, is it's suitably fucking weird for this already fucking weird series. There's also the infamous scene where Shinji jacks off to a comatose girl.
I'm so fucked up. Oh god,
that fucking scene, dude.
But at least Shinji is supposed to be pathetic, almost disgusting character. Who represents the audience?
The Netflix version, they changed the wording in the subtitle, which pissed me off. It changed it from like
the original, which is like, "Oh, I'm so fucked up," which is a great line too. "Oh, I'm just the worst," or something lame like that. It's like, no, say the line, Shinji.
Yeah, the Netflix version also got a tranny to voice Shinji, which is accidentally pretty accurate for a character who's universally despised character who is this fucked up teenage pervert who's probably wants to kill himself. Accidentally, really good casting there.
I have no love for Evangelion, actually, so let's just move on.
You suck. Evangelion's the best, dude. It's one of my favorite anime of all time. I'm not even joking.
I've not seen any of the new movies, like starting from 2009.
I have heard basically don't fucking watch them. They're absolutely unnecessary.
I've heard mixed things about them, but I'm afraid to taint my experience with Evangelion if I watch any more of it.
Exactly, don't watch it.
I want to appreciate Evangelion for what it was, this fucking disaster piece, amazing anime.
Alright, let's continue. Night Warriors, Darkstalkers Revenge. Despite the word revenge in the title, this is not a sequel or anything. It's kind of like that Street Fighter 2V series where there's not much plot. It's just to show a showcase of the characters from the games.
That's actually interesting because V was good. Honestly, V was good. So yeah, it is good.
Yeah, it's only 4 episodes. So if you want to fap to Morrigan and Felicia, you can watch this, but there's really
no... Or you could just go on like Gelboru or something.
Yeah, you have better options in the current year. But the animation's pretty good.
It's not 1997 anymore. We have computers that don't use dial-up.
This is probably better than the American cartoon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they made American cartoons of Darkstalkers and Street Fighter, and they were infamously terrible. You can see clips of them on YouTube.
They completely mess up the character. Morrigan looks fucking terrible.
Yeah, American Morrigan just looks like a gross mutant. All right, next. Little anime called Pokemon.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, but Pokemon, I was hyped as shit for this as a kid. I didn't have cable TV, and eventually it came to non-cable TV, and man, was I happy.
I didn't have cable TV at this time when I was a kid. I was like, I don't know, like 5 or 6 when I was into Pokemon. So I just had like a big stack of VHS tapes of Pokemon.
Jesus.
I watched the shit out of those tapes.
VHS tape has like 2-3 episodes if you're lucky.
Yeah, they would have like 3 episodes. They would charge you like $20 for like 3 episodes or something.
And I think this includes Johto because the episode number is abnormal, but there's 276 episodes in this.
Yeah, I've seen like 20.
I'm pretty sure this includes Johto because then in the sequel there's like Advance, and it's kind of weird that Johto is not counted as a separate season, but whatever the fuck.
I never got into Pokemon because by the time the games came out I was already
an adult by then, or at least a teenager.
I already played lots of really complex and difficult RPGs, and this is a really simple, really easy series of JRPGs.
It's baby's first Pokemon. I played this when I was in kindergarten.
Yeah, chimpanzee could beat those games. That's why people have to impose challenges on themselves.
But so I'll talk about it then. I really love this series. This actually follows the game well, pretty well, I guess. And then it adds like
it depends what you mean.
Well, I mean, it follows the game. It does like the Sailor Moon firm format of having the plot and then having some random episode in between, where like shit happened, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
And I love the ever loving shit out of it. The anime was really important and really setting, I don't know, the lore or like giving life to the Pokemon, really. However, it unfortunately went all to shit during Johto, which apparently their main writer got the fuck out and they never replaced him, so they just winged it and it fucking showed. Because at Johto, yeah,
it was a sharp decline in quality. I remember even as a kid, I was like, this isn't as good as it used to be.
The plot episodes were good. There were a few episodes around there that were good in Johto, but the problem is that Johto got into the Inuyasha format. Oh no, these people have a problem. Let's help these people. Oh, Team Rocket comes. You were already getting started to get tired of Team Rocket, but Team Rocket just kind of got even more duller in Johto. And yeah, it got too formulaic after. I stopped watching around the end of Johto or something. But the first series of it was just golden. I don't think Pokemon would have been like nearly as fucking popular if it wasn't for the anime.
Oh yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, the anime is the reason why normies know why what the anime is a thing.
Also, Misty is probably my first wife.
Oh, dude, she was everybody's first waifu. I don't think anyone's ever recovered from that. She broke niggas. But, yeah. Yeah, this series, I have a special place in it. It holds a special place for me. It just kind of sucks that it's not as good as it used to, but you kind of have to expect that a series this long running, it's obviously going to have changes and it's not going to be as good.
Yeah, they're also,
and of course, like, you're an adult now and it's meant for children. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, you can't be too mad at it.
Yeah, they're also at like 1,000 something episode. I'm not even sure if it's still even worth watching. I know some people are still
I've seen some of the new stuff, and it's okay.
Yeah, it seems fine. Okay. Seems
okay. Like, if you're a kid, you'll enjoy it. If you have kids, they'll enjoy it.
Yeah, but it's decent children's entertainment.
You could do a lot worse.
Yeah, if I had kids, I'd rather give them any random episode of Pokemon than whatever disgusting shit is on Cartoon Network right now.
Oh, sure, but Pokemon, especially the first season, was pretty fucking amazing.
Yeah, if I was younger, I could easily see myself getting obsessed with this.
You just missed the boat by a few years.
Yeah, I got obsessed with porn cartoons instead.
Yeah. A few years ago, they did a special, like a 4-episode special called Pokemon Origins.
Oh, yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah, that was actually pretty good. It actually pretty accurately covers the story of the original Red and Blue games, or Green in Japan.
Yeah, and 4 different OVA, and it was really fucking good.
The animation was good, and like the Pokemon didn't talk like they were people. They talked like they were animals. That made a lot more sense.
Yeah, what
they just kind of make growling noises. Yeah, it was a good little nostalgia trip. I enjoyed it.
Does Meowth still talk in full sentences?
No,
he's not in it. It covers the story. Yeah, Well, I mean, Team Rocket's in it, not Jesse and James.
Yeah, but as far as I'm aware, there's actually multiple series like this for Pokemon.
They did a bunch of stuff like this, but it was on like YouTube or something.
Yeah.
They were just like, a lot of them were like 6-minute shorts, though. This was more of like a series.
Interestingly, you can download the Pokemon channel on Switch and watch all of what we've talked about more or less for free.
Oh, nice.
I didn't know that. Well, yeah, there's something to do if you're stuck in a hotel and bored for like an hour or two.
Yeah, there's like entire season on there. It's all fucking free. I think there was also Pokemon Origin. There was like this, also the spin-off I've talked about. So, yeah.
I think what really made this series hype for a lot of kids, though, was the movie. Like, I remember seeing that movie as a kid, and I thought it was, like, the coolest fucking shit ever. The first time... The thing was really sad. Like, it was the first time I ever saw my dad cry. He actually cried watching the Pokemon movie. It was great.
The Pokemon movie was great. The second Pokemon movie was also great, but the second Pokemon movie was supposed to actually end the series. It got rewritten at some point.
But then it just kept going because it kept printing money.
Yeah. I've not seen the first movie, but I saw the second one in theaters. Just for the novelty of seeing anime in theaters in 2000.
But
the third one sucked, though. That was a stupid movie.
Yeah, I didn't care about the movies after that. I've seen them, the third one and the one after appear on TV. And I was like, I don't know. It's just not the same. But
I actually like Pokemon 4. Pokemon 4 Eva or whatever it's fucking called.
Latios and Latios or something?
No, that's Pokemon Heroes, I think.
That one was okay, I think.
That one was okay. That was fine. 4 was the one with Suicune and Celebi.
There's been like 30 of the movies.
Suicune and Celebi. I remember this one just boring me the fuck out or something.
I liked it. I thought it was really cool, like, the twist. I guess it doesn't matter if I spoil it. Like, they find out, like, they go back in time, and then they are someone sent forward in time, and they find out, like, the kid that they were with was Professor Oak as a child.
Oh, nice.
What was the name of that Pokemon manga that was drawn by a hentai artist?
The Electric Tale of Pikachu, Denkiki Pikachu. It's right there on the page.
Okay.
And yeah, I know that Toshiro Ono, he makes like a trap anti the gym.
Gay.
Really? That's disgusting. Can you send me a link?
No. just go go on your fucking dungeon site.
I actually read a little bit of the manga for Pokemon. It's different than the anime or the games. It follows its own like story.
Yeah, I remember. I think the original manga for it, I don't remember which one it is actually pretty edgy. Like Pokemon dies and shit, there's blood.
Yeah, I remember. There was this one image that kept getting spread around of an Arbok that was like cut in half, and it's like, damn.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it might be based on what Pokemon was originally supposed to be. Pokemon were supposed to die, and also the trainer was supposed to fight.
Yeah. But they decided to go more family-friendly, which I think was probably the smart decision in the long run.
Yeah, there's enough pornographic fan art out of there if you're a filthy coomer.
But yeah, you must really not understate how big Pokemon was in that era. And,
oh yeah, it was a fucking cultural phenomenon,
and
like everybody knew it.
It was held by a lot by the anime and the games too. I think Pokemon Stadium personally was the best fucking shit about it. You had like a bunch of multiplayer mini game to play with friends. You could battle your friends, but like in fucking 3D. And then there was a massive fucking single player campaign. You thought the games were easy? Then try finishing fucking Pokemon Stadium. Oh, you finished Pokemon Stadium? Well, fucking do it again, but harder. I did this as a kid. It took fucking forever. And then there was also Pokemon Stadium 2. There was AU Pikachu with the microphone. I bought that like years after because it was fucking cheap. It's kind of fun, but somewhat shallow. But yeah, there were lots of game, lots of spin-off. Pokemon was truly the shit back then.
Yeah, it was a gigantic international success. It's just, I never got too much into it.
Personally, I'm a Gen 2-er. Anything after Gen 2, I don't care. I feel like the effort really went down. I looked at the GB game, I was like, eh. And then I looked at the GB at the DS game, I was even less impressed. I got the 3DS game, and I was not impressed either. And I continue being unimpressed to this day.
Yeah, all I know is every time a new Pokemon game comes out, the longtime fans of the series bitch that it's all the same.
God, it's fucking terrible every time. Because the bad news just keep coming. And then now the game doesn't even have like fucking dungeon anymore. It's as if the game is somewhat ashamed of being a JRPG despite having some interesting addition. And I don't fucking get it. And it's a double million seller. And it doesn't even look like better than freaking Atelier Ryza, which Ghost is a really small studio that still managed to shit out games yearly, and they look much better than fucking what Game Freak can do. This is just terrible what's happening to the franchise.
I think it's because people don't play RPGs anymore, or they don't like them. Like, they find them boring. Like,
I don't know. Especially kids. Persona 5 was a big success.
Yeah, Persona 5 was a massive fucking success, so I kind of don't get
it. Yeah, but it's also, Persona 5 was also for adults. Like, children don't like RPGs. They play like Fortnite now.
Yeah, but at the same time, the Pokemon games don't have like difficulties. They don't have this, don't have that. Like, I wouldn't even be mad if they quit the RPG gameplay and they do fucking something else. I'll be like, okay, about time, I guess. But they're just not fucking doing it. So we have like fucking shitty JRPG that have a shitty story, that have shitty dialogue, that have shitty gameplay that is so brain. They don't even have voice acting. Yeah, don't even have that either. That it's basically
like, you can get away with that when you were on like mobile consoles, you know, like the DS and the Game Boy and shit. But not now anymore. It's like, you're on like a main platform, and this is like a 3D open world game, and you don't have any voice acting, not even a little. It's kind of retarded.
And the game is basically brain dead easy. There's no dungeon. There's nothing anymore. You're allowed everything, so you just completely steamroll it. And it's like, why am I playing this? Why am I steamrolling a JRPG? And you don't even have the option not to. There's no like hard mode or whatever, so this is pretty shameful for a double digit million selling franchise. But yeah, we digress. Pokemon was the shit back then.
Wasn't expecting to talk about
whole shit post.
Wasn't expecting to talk about Pokemon for a half hour.
Yeah, Pokemon was the shit, but fuck cool Pokemon.
Well, so, you grew up watching this shit too.
Yeah, that's why cool to talk about. Did.
Yeah, I don't think Mew's that much older than me, but yeah, I grew up watching it. I was real young, but
yeah, this shit's just popular for multiple generations. It's good kids show.
My siblings watched it too, and they were much younger than me, and they don't even play the games. They just watched the show.
All right, let's continue. Princess Mononoke. Yet another environmentalist movie from Miyazaki. But this one,
sorry, I watched that on TV.
Was it uncut? Because there's a lot of violence in this one.
Yeah, I believe it was uncut. Like the violence was, it was all there. It actually aired on Télé Québec, which is actually kind of the cultural TV channel that used to air some really fucking obscure shit that you've never heard of. So yeah, it was completely uncut.
I actually didn't see this till way later. I think I rented the Blu-ray from my library or something. So
this is a story.
That's how I first saw it.
Yeah, this is a story of nature versus technology, and surprisingly, both sides do good and evil things. It's not just Miyazaki lecturing us about returning to monkey. So I haven't seen this in a long time, though. I need to rewatch it. Possible movie night material.
Yeah, sure.
It was a lot more violent than I was expecting.
Oh yeah, there's scenes where the main girl and the giant wolf just eat raw meat from recently killed enemies, and they got blood all over their faces. It's just nature can be brutal, man.
But fucking shooting an arrow at an enemy and like his arm fucking fall off or something. This was crazy back then, seeing this on TV.
Yeah, I'm not used to this much violence from Miyazaki, but he's trying to get a point across.
Especially if you like watch this right after watching something like My Neighbor Totoro, you'd be like, damn. That's just hard fucking core.
Yeah, keep this one away from kindergartners, but I just need to rewatch it. I remember really liking it. All right, next, Revolutionary Girl Utena.
I've heard of this for years, but I've heard that it's actually somewhat, maybe not substanceless, but it's one of those things that is so, how to say, it's...
I don't know what you mean.
How to say, everything is a symbolism. Like,
yeah.
Everything is symbolism. Everything has some kind of meaning that you have to get out of it. And if you're not this kind of person, this ends up being like some massive nonsense.
Yeah, there's a lot of references to Greek mythology, and it's heavily inspired by Rose of Versailles. But if you ignore all the symbolism shit and look at it on its own merits, it's a pretty good tragedy about lesbians who are forced to fight each other. But I can't say much else without spoiling it, but it takes a lot of twists and turns.
So you'd say it was actually good?
Yeah, it was good. It's worth watching.
All right, man.
But there's a lot of gay shit going on.
Yuri shit, at least?
Yeah, it's extremely Yuri.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So, this is up your alley, Mew.
I think you mean up his ass.
Alright, moving on.
Alright, next. Samurai X, the motion picture. So, this is more Rurouni Kenshin stuff. It's... I can't remember if this one's a retelling of the early episodes or not, but it's not necessary, and it's not what was the name of that Kenshin prequel that was really dark? We watched it for movie night like 5 years ago.
Yeah, I don't remember. I probably put it in my list somewhere, but
yeah, this is not it. So this is just more Kenshin. As a slightly different animation style to the main series. So, but there's not much else to it. Next is Strange Love, also known as Hen.
The fuck is this?
This is
I hate the art style for this. This looks terrible.
This is a porn comedy from the creator of Gantz.
Yeah, if you look at the individual character picture, it's better than the poster. Because the poster is really bad. However, the manga looks... It looks better, though.
Yeah, this just... It wants to be Golden Boy, but it's nowhere near as funny, and the art style kind of sucks. And they have to repeatedly say that the main girl is 19 years old, even though... Yeah, that's a lie.
All right.
She's 19, but she's still in middle school. That's a little weird.
Yeah. But the creator would later go on to make Gantz, which is also extremely filthy, but there are non-pornographic things in Gantz that I like. When did the Gantz anime come out? 2004. So I'll get to that later. So this, it's not necessary. Just watch Golden Boy instead.
Yeah, Golden Boy's great.
All right, finishing off 97, Tenchi in Tokyo. So this is, I think it's a sequel to the main timeline. Because there's multiple timelines. like the,
says alternative.
Okay, alternative. Yeah, the OVA is a different timeline and retelling of events. I think that one got its own sequels and shit. Not as much action in this. It's nowhere near as good. You should only watch it if you really obsess over one of the waifus. Right. I never did, but in the late 90s, early zeros, there were some serious flame wars about waifus in Tenchi.
All right. And that's it for 1997. All right, so let's stop for today.
Yeah. It's a good episode. You guys watching or playing anything else from Japan lately?
I just played and finished Sailor Moon S on Game Gear.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got a Game Gear recently. It came with Sonic 2 Puyo Puyo Japanese version. And,
that thing went through batteries like Tic Tacs.
Yeah, I know. This fucking shit, it takes 6 fucking AA batteries. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, fuck that. Do you have an adapter to plug it into the wall at least?
No.
Yeah, it's just not worth the effort, man. You'll be spending so much money on batteries.
So yeah, I just wanted to try it out. It's a cute little game, but honestly, it's pretty basic. It's extremely basic. You can finish it in 30 minutes.
Which is good, because that's about how long the batteries last.
No, they're supposed to last like 6 hours, but it's kind of terrible. Compared to like the Game Gear, not the Game Gear, the Game Boy, which was two less battery, and it lasted, I think, 12 hours or more.
Yeah, that was a good selling point for the Game Boy, because it had less powerful technology, so the batteries last a whole lot longer.
The screen on the Game Gear is absolutely fucking terrible, Jesus. This is like a CRT on crack.
Yeah, if you really want to play a Game Gear game, just get the ROMs, play it on an emulator. You'll have fewer headaches.
And
or one of those Chinese emulator handhelds from recent years.
The worst thing is that I tried Puyo Puyo, and it's not even like the Mean Bean Machine Game Gear port. Mean Bean Machine, what they did is that they adapted the string. And I think that you have less screen space, but the beans are pretty big. And Puyo Puyo, you almost can't fucking see the bean. On top of the terrible visibility of the screen, this is like almost fucking unplayable.
That's a disappointment.
Yeah.
Why even make a port of it if it's not going to be playable?
Good Lord, it's barely playable. I think I might send it to what's his name already? I have no idea how to fucking pronounce this. Oignicnictus, the moon people from like Aquatine Hunger Force.
Oh, Oignicnictus.
Yeah, he's been a long time internet friend. I might actually send him my Game Gear, and he might be able to replace the screen or something.
Oh, are you the one who introduced him to Shit Poster?
Yes.
But you can't pronounce his username.
Well, he used to have another nickname.
Like but what? Anyway. Pussy Slayer 69?
No. It was a meat wad from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Like a fan of meat wad, are you?
I can't believe you're able to do that voice.
Holy shit, that was actually really good.
Hey, I'm capable of making high-pitched noises too, nigga.
That's pretty accurate. Holy
it's
shit.
Really fucking good.
Thanks.
But anyways, I have nothing else to talk about.
I haven't been playing any Japanese games lately, so Full Metal, you got anything?
I've been playing, I finished Elden Ring.
after like 100 hours. God, the campaign is so long. If you actually like do most of the side shit and you don't just rush dick first into every boss fight.
Get a load of this rich bastard with his up-to-date video card.
I'm not rich by any stretch.
I could play it. I could play it on my 1060. It's just I'm not fucking playing it.
No, my video card's 8 years old. I really need to update. I'm just waiting for prices to go down.
They're starting to go down a little bit. I don't know how much longer you'll have to wait for it to be reasonable, but
yeah, I'll wait for
keep an eye on that.
I'll wait for the 4000 series to come out.
Oh, yeah. Also, by the way, the Duke of Death and his maid anime sequel is confirmed for 2023. And they just confirmed Fire Force Season 3, which is pretty promising because the Fire Force manga is finished. So there's a chance that we're getting all of it. According to people from the board, from some anime board I go to, they will need at least 3 cores to finish it.
I hope it's better than season 2, because season 2 was just okay.
I wasn't a huge fan of it. I like season 2 other than the first arc. The first arc was so fucking long, but the rest was fine.
I didn't mind it.
I'm getting hyped about the Bastard anime coming out next season.
Oh, it's
next
season?
I'm getting hyped
about
Mob Psycho season 3. That got announced, and I'm fucking in it, man.
Nice.
Oh, and Mob Psycho Season 3 is actually finishing the manga, as far as I'm aware.
Okay, like, cool.
Yeah, I got nothing. So, should we wrap this up?
Yep.
Well, I got one more thing. Okay. So, I watched the ONA for Saga of Tanya the Evil.
Yeah?
It's called Operation Desert Pasta.
Nigga, what?
I'm pretty sure that's in reference to like the Italian campaign in North Africa for during World War One and Two. But it's more of a goofy story. So I'm pretty sure the movie takes place like right after the events of this. So this is like an in-between story between the show and the movie. So Tanya gets shipped off to Africa and because it's a fucking desert, morale is low as shit because no one wants to fight in a fucking desert.
Yeah, I've
seen the Empire. Go on.
I've seen Lawrence of Arabia, which is all about a fucked up, futile war in North Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've
heard. No magic lollies, though.
Yeah. This is a little bit more comedic, though. Like, they're kind of taking the piss. Like, it's only like a 16, 17 minute short. So it's not very long. It's like a half episode, basically. But anyway,
does Tanya kill any African communists?
No.
Boring.
I don't think there are any black people that I've seen. So the enemy, like, the morale is really low because they're fighting in a fucking desert. So the Empire HQ gets this brilliant idea of sending them dry pasta noodles to lift their spirits, but they don't send them water to cook the noodles, which is something you don't have in the desert. And they don't send them any sauce or seasonings or anything, so they just have dry noodles.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh,
In an effort to actually make the noodles, to make rigatoni, they start raiding the Allied bases in Africa, seemingly in random, but actually in a specific order to raid their supply pantries and get all the ingredients they need to make an Italian lunch. That's like the whole story.
That's dumb.
It is fucking dumb. And like... one of the enemy commanders like gets an intel, like he manages to intercept some of their messaging and finds out that the operation is called Operation Desert Pasta, and he thinks they're mocking him. But it was really Tanya came up with the name to make fun of, like, the brass at HQ for being so fucking stupid as to send them dry pasta in a fucking desert.
That's pretty cool.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty funny.
Oh, one anime-related thing is yesterday, the YouTuber, the Almighty Lolly, he put out an 18-hour video about Berserk.
Yeah, I told
you. I saw that. I didn't watch it.
I'm not fucking watching that.
It's just a plot summary. There's nothing new if you've read the whole manga.
So can I watch that instead of reading the manga?
No.
No, fuck you. You will read the manga.
You can't make me. You're not my real dad.
What if I am?
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, I've never been to Puerto Rico.
Neither have I.
Talking about Puerto Rico, I was surprised to hear that in an anime recently.
Really?
Oh,
so
yeah.
Which character was getting stabbed?
No, the character, the American character from Primaji, you know, the kind of character that that speaks random English for no reason, so you know it's the American character. Well, Jennifer from Primaji, apparently she's from Puerto Rico. I was like,
wouldn't
what?
She be speaking Spanish, not English?
I mean, it's still the United States, so
that's
I don't
true.
Know.
Most Puerto Ricans are bilingual, but still, Puerto Ricans love to just throw Spanish at people who don't understand Spanish because it's funny.
So yeah, I just wasn't expecting that.
All right. Anything else?
Nope. Let's just end this. I want to go to bed.
All right. Come to shitposter.club, yada yada.
All right, later.
Good night.
Fuck off.